Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Promise land is promise, hand to God, it's the honest to God's truth.
from standing on it. And I'll be damned if I've been damned a lot. My fans, Mikasa, it's my son and my wife. That's all I care to want. I spare the walking fool. Who is you talking to? I leave them ghost shits, an apparition walking through. My shadow overshadows. My alphabet will let this outcome set weapons on cats. Win this mammal battle. I bet your babble babbles. Reduce to dirt and rubble. The first to scuffle gets the worst because you burst my bubble. The mind advances. The size enhances. So I adapt to situations when I handle stress. I call the four until I stand in step. I had to take what I want in this life. Nobody hands it in. I gotta hustle, no chance taking a fail. I'll make a profit from this album without making a sale.
Get up, stand up,
you know.
Come on, throw your hands up. I came to get down. I came to get down.
Get up,
stand up,
you know.
Come on, throw your hands up. Don't give up, let up,
get up.
Everybody out there, how's everyone doing? I hope everybody's doing good. Hope everybody had a good evening today, man. It's been a great day for me. Hey, it's always a great day to pick up above dirt. So you guys, I hope everybody's doing good. God bless everybody. I love all of you guys. Hey, tonight we're going to have a very interesting panel. I got my man from the Nerd DJs, Big Hef, on the phone lines. He's going to be talking to you tonight, famous DJ. We also have Miss... Hey, let me get your name right, ma'am. Your name is Alicia?
Alicia.
Okay. What's your last name?
My name is Alicia Lane.
Lane. I can see Lane. We're going to deal with Lane. Miss Lane. Tonight you're Miss Lane. In my lane, you're Miss Lane. Okay, and also we have Jawanzum. What's up, Jawanzum? Are you out there, baby?
Yeah, I'm out here, DJ Black Caesar. What's going on, homie?
Hey, man, I'm just chilling in the hood. Hey, you know what? Let me finish introducing my panel, brother. I'm going to get with you in just a second, man. We were going to have Nas on Bravo here today, but his manager called me up and told me we're going to reschedule for another date, so I'll let you guys know what's going on with that, so just be on the lookout. Also, we got Miss Bing on the phone. What's up, Miss Bing? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm in the car, but I'm here. What's up, everybody? Your girl Miss Bing in the building. Whoville Entertainment, Star Live Radio. What's going on?
Yeah. That's what's up. I got Bicycle Tony calling in a little bit, guys. Also, I have Willie the Redneck on the phone. What's up, Redneck Willie?
What's up, goddammit?
What's up, man? Hey, also, we got on the phone last Green Leaf. What's up, Green Leaf?
What's going on, DJ Black Caesar? How everybody doing tonight?
Hey, man, bless, baby, bless. Hey, also, we have on the phone T-Glass. I am T-Glass. What's up, darling? Come on down.
Hey, you know I'm right here. Good evening, everybody. DJ Black Caesar on French Show, 7th Letter Press in the building. Good evening.
Yeah. Hey, check it out. I heard T-Glass and Miss Lane, they were talking, and T-Glass told Miss Lane, she was like, no, this isn't my show. I'm on Star Mob Radio, but let me correct you for a second. You're a friend, so this is your show. Don't say
okay.
It. This
look, I will claim it. I just didn't want to mistake it because it's your show. You know what I mean? I co-host on your show. So, you know, but I claim it. This is my show, everybody. This is my show. Welcome.
Show.
I'm with it. This is our show, everybody. Good. What's
right,
up?
Right. It's not a mine. It's not you. So do what, Willie?
I heard the same goddamn thing. She said it's your show, Caesar. She didn't say nothing about her. She said that she was Star Mob Radio. Well, damn it, we down with Star Mob too, damn it, you know?
Right, I mean, everybody's down with everybody. Shout out to everybody. We all love each other,
right.
Monday through Wednesday. Check us.
I got my damn spaceship. I got my spaceship and my stuff.
Wow. Okay, guys, let's get started, man. Let's get started with the show tonight. We're going to let Miss Lane go first because Miss Lane has something else going on, and we want to know what's going on, Miss Lane. What are you doing right now, darling?
Well, right now I've got a couple different projects that I am developing.
I've got an artist that I would like you guys to check a song of his out. His name is Big Head. The single is Stupid Coolie Swag. I also want to give a shout-out to Bellin A, Woo Lords, Kane, Oddity, KPT, Village Sam, Brooke Michaela, Ari, Gazelle, Carol Dorsey, India Graves, Kevin Black, Steve Lobel, and Kay Woods. So what's up?
That's what's up. Hey, check it out. Like, I know you don't know how this show goes, but it goes a little something like this. Basically, we ask you questions, you answer them. Then we play your song and kick you off, all right? That's how we do it.
Fantastic.
Okay, great. Okay, first of all, I want to ask you, can you tell the people who you are so they'll know a little bit about you so they can Google search you so they can see who you are? I know
who
you are, but... Else?
Yeah, my name is Alicia Lang, and you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Alishalange. I'm a celebrity photographer. I also work with Big Hef in the Ohio Hip Hop Awards as visual director of visual arts. I also work with the DJs United, Nerve DJs, a little bit. I'm like on everybody's team, so...
Well, now you're on DJ Season and Friend Show team because we love you, baby. So we're gonna hook up with you too and tell you a little bit of what we got going on. So don't go anywhere. Just stay cool and we're gonna keep yourself together and we're gonna let you know what we got going on. All right, T. Lance, come forth and center and let's talk to Miss Lane.
So she's the hip hop princess too, just so you know. So if y'all hear me tonight, say hip hop princess and talk about Miss Alicia right here. So, what up, Alicia?
What's up, T? I'm so glad that you are on this call.
I know. If everybody, well, nobody really knows, but me and Alicia, we've been talking for months. Man, she's a dope-ass photographer, videographer. Like she said, she's on everybody's team. So, if you haven't been following her, please make sure that you do. We'll make sure to get her social network and everything again before the call is over. But,
Hold on, man.
Let me get this straight, though. Hold on. She doesn't sell dope. She's dope. She's like as dope as the product, dude. She's dope. She's a hot shit. That's what I mean.
Thank you.
Whatever. Anyway, so, you know, Hip Hop Princess, tell us what's going on. I know you just got back from, I want to say you just got back from Illinois not too long ago, correct?
Actually, I was in Indianapolis with the DJ United Conference, and if you guys don't know about that, you should definitely check it out for next year. It's basically a conference where several of the coalitions of DJs around the world come together, including the Nerve DJs with Big Hef and Johnny O. There's the, I believe, Core DJs. I mean, there's just so many, different avenues of ways to get your music out, and everyone is together in one building for the entire weekend, and you just learn. And so that's where I was this past weekend.
That's dope. And as far as what you do, we know you deal a lot with a lot of big industry people, including Bone, including just a lot of local people, a lot of people across the country. For all of our independent artists out here who are primary listeners, who we primarily focus on, how can they get in contact with you, or what do they need when they get in contact with you if they want to work with you?
Well, I'm at this stage where if you don't already have like a press kit or an EPK, you can hit me up. I make those as a service that I offer. But if you are not really to that point yet, if you don't have a fan base, if your numbers aren't up on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, that kind of thing, I typically suggest other development type people, and that way you're getting some more one-on-one attention, because I'm just kind of all over the place. So if I'm not able to be worked into your budget, you know, it's no disrespect, but I've got a lot of projects going on, so...
Hey, that's not disrespectful at all. I appreciate being upfront about it. We had the issue on our show last night, DJ Black Squeezer, about people not being fully prepared and not fully being aware of where they need to be to progress in this industry. So I appreciate you saying that. I know what's going on with you, so it's kind of hard for me to ask you questions. So bring Lee for somebody else, you know, come on and ask this young lady some questions because I follow her. This is the homie, so I'm very familiar with her.
Aw. Well, I do music videos and things of that nature as well. I do promotions, consultation, tour planning. I've worked with, I mean, typically every time I turn on the radio, I've worked with an artist that is performing on the radio. It's not too often that I hear one that I haven't worked with. That doesn't mean that I don't work with other genres. I've worked with Kiss and Motley Crue. I've worked with Christian rock bands. I've worked with Shy Rock. You know, I don't just stay in the hip-hop realm, but, you know, that's where my heart is. So that's, you know, I think that's, you know, everyone on the call can agree to that.
Right. Hip-hop princess. For a reason.
Let me ask you a question, darling. I seen you on the picture with my man Jadakiss. What you have going on with Jadakiss? I noticed you had something going on with him.
That photo was taken. I was actually pregnant in that photo. It was actually, that photo was taken, 2007. And
okay.
Jadakiss was at a friend's basketball game. Floyd Mayweather was having a celebrity basketball game in Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's where he's from. It was kind of before he was, like, too super huge to, like, you know, go back to Grand Rapids. But he had an event, and quite a few people came out. 50 Cent came out, Bow Wow, you know, and so that's what that photo is from.
You know what? The reason I asked that because I looked it up already, so I already knew what was going on. I just wanted everybody else to know.
Oh.
I already checked you out too, man. I checked you out thoroughly. Like my girl Greenleaf, I mean, like IMT Glass said, I check out everybody that comes on my show, so on our show. So basically, I know who you are. I know what you're doing. And you're doing a good thing for the independent artists. You're doing a good thing for the major artists, and you're out there all the time. So let me ask you a question. Have you got into, like, have you gotten into any television spots or any magazine spots or anything like that lately? What's going on with that?
Wow, you've done your research. I've talked to a few networks and some management people that are throwing around some reality possibilities. So that may be something that's in the mix. I don't know if I would be starring or producing or directing, but definitely keeping that option open. But, you know, I've got a young son, and, you know, I'm not the type of person, like, it really takes a lot to, like, make me lose my cool. I don't really like those shows where they're throwing around the cups and smacking women, and, you know, because,
right.
You know, I mean, I've met several of the people that have shows, and, you know, I was actually just talking to Gazelle Alexander of Sony Red. I was just speaking with him about this weekend, and we were just kind of talking about how, you know, we've met some of these people, and I don't know that we've necessarily ever seen them act out like that when we've been around them. You know, like, for example, Gucci Mane, he's gotten some bad press lately, but to be honest, I've worked with him a few times, and I've never seen him act violent at all. He's always accepted all of the fans that have been around him. The only people that I've ever seen physical with his entourage were the security, but hey, that's Gucci Mane. They need to be tough, you know? You know, I just think that, you know, if I were to do something like that, I don't want to be portrayed in that type of a light.
I like that. I dig that.
Yeah. I can dig it, too. Greenleaf, where you at, baby? Come on up.
Yeah, definitely.
No, I'm listening to Miss Alicia Lane's talk. She's saying a lot of positive things and giving her resume. So, you know, I'm just listening to her. She has a lot of experience. So if I had to ask you one thing, Miss Alicia, well, first and foremost, how are you doing tonight?
How are you doing?
Oh, it's a beautiful night.
Wonderful. It's Alicia,
yeah,
Green. Alicia, baby, Alicia.
Oh, it's Alicia?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. We go back.
Yeah, I heard. But I have another Cleveland artist in the building with me tonight as well, Miss T Glass, you know, Remy Red Eyes.
Hey, Remy.
Hello.
He said it was Papadelic. Yeah, but Miss Alicia, though, can I ask you, with all these different ventures going on, how do you handle that and how do you juggle that, and as well as being a mother, you know?
Well, I think that I'm just naturally ADHD, so I'm able to juggle it, I think, more naturally. I'm kind of a high-strung person, so I think the people around me, too, are kind of used to me always being on the go. And I don't know. I like right now, I just finished school. I went back to school. I took some business writing and business law classes, business management, trying to come in the game at a different angle. So, you know, it's hard to do that and juggle being a mother. I'm a single mom of a four-year-old boy. So, you know, I think it's really God more than anything, because sometimes I'm just going and going and going, and I'm like, oh my gosh, how can I even, you know, continue on sometimes? And, you know, it's definitely him. It's kind of like that footprint, you know, when you think he's not there, he's carrying you, you know, so.
Man. No,
tell him to let him break off the trampoline for me, too. I'm ready.
What you said?
I was telling Alicia, tell her son to break off the trampoline. I'm ready.
I know, right? Well, she's referring to Santa Claus. My son asked Santa Claus for a trampoline for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And I tried to tell him, you know, well, I don't know that Santa can fit that down the chimney, and, you know, where would we put it? And so he woke up Christmas morning, and gosh darn, Santa somehow got a trampoline in the living room. There's no furniture anymore. It's just a big trampoline.
Oh, wow.
Right. I know we got a talk or something for you that you, I know you wanted to talk about that, right?
Santa Claus has a sense of humor.
Wow. Yeah, that's a good way not to buy furniture, though. If you don't want to buy furniture, buy a trampoline for your living room.
He said, Mommy, why are you taking the couch out the front door? And I was like, well, because maybe Santa will bring me a new couch.
That's dope. Yeah, that was smart.
Look, can you do me a favor? We're gonna get into your song in just a sec, but I would like
okay.
to be the first about your social network so everybody can look you up online.
Yeah, if you could follow me on Twitter, if you hashtag this radio show, and, you know, say that you listen, I will follow you back. So my Twitter is at @AlishaLange. You can also find me on Facebook under Alicia Lang. What do you say? And you can find me on Instagram, alang27. You can find me on Google. I don't know. it's Alicia Lang, A-L-I-S-H-A-L-A-N-G-E.
Alicia Lang. So basically what she's trying to tell you cats out there listening in, you can do a Google search on her, Alicia Lang, and that will come up. Everything will come up on her. She has a lot going on. This girl is a... owner of a photographer. She does photography work. She directs visual arts. She's did the Ohio Hip Hop Award. She works with the Nerve DJs. She has a lot going on. She also does something with 24/7 magazine. So we didn't have
Hollywood Illustrated magazine. I've been published in The Source, Hip Hop Weekly. You know, I've been on over 40 different hip hop video sites. So I can get your videos on World Star on All Hip Hop, you know, that kind of stuff.
I like it. And don't forget, she said, if you hit her up on Twitter, hashtag this show, y'all, DJ Black Season Friends. Make sure you do, and you will get a follow back. We show love.
Yep.
Yeah, that's great. That's great right there. Now, Alicia, you sent me a song called Stupid Cool. Can you tell me about that?
An artist that I am in the talks of hopefully working with long term, by the name of Big Head. Shout out to his current manager, Ari Edmani from New York. And Melissa, hello. This track, I believe, was mastered and put down in Dayton. There may be a feature coming later, but check it out. The artist's name is Big Head, and actually his father is a pastor, so, you know, he's got some good background. So shout out to the whole family. And I will see him tomorrow. I'm taking him to meet Ghostface and Killer Priest, Wu-Tang tomorrow. So
trying to break it. That's great right there. Tell those guys I said what's up. Hey, also, I want you to give me a world premiere for this song right here. So introduce the song and we'll get it playing.
All right, this is a world premiere with DJ Black Caesar and T-Glass. It's a Big Head, Stupid Coolie Swag.
Me and my brother, it just used to be me and my brother. We used to do things together. We used to have fun. We used to roam the streets. There was people suffering of pain and hunger. Some people, their tongues were hanging out of their mouth. He used to juggle apples.
Stupid coolie swag, boy. I saw through my merry-go. I iced it out before the deal. Did you know my wrist was real? Cause associate, should I say? I know your girl from around my way. Around my way, she used to play. Blow a stick, she gets you straight. He's a player, he's a pimp. All I know is to get me rich. Fuck a hater, can suck on shit. Bitch, you know I've been on this. Shit ain't never just smiles and grins. Me and my partner need Franks with Benz. Way back when, I be getting it in. Half y'all niggas like that. Like bitches, you hoes. So niggas know I know your kind. I be falling down on them 28, I'm getting mine. And you know my motto is you bought it. Catch these hollows, then this chorus gonna follow. R.I.P. yo, Unc, I got you. I got stupid coolie swag, boy. I talk through my merry go. Stupid coolie swag, boy. I talk through my merry go. You already know you. You already know you. You already know, homeboy, your baby mama love me. I got stupid coolie swag. My top down and my knock wang. Picture frames on my block. Be shaking main when I'm turning lane. Main, who to blame? Tell mama hi. Girl, you see this fly guy. Them 28 Drake gon' fly by. And that tank gon' drip so wide out. I know your girl wanna get real close to me. Cause I'm everything you was supposed to be. A real G, a real T. My dope been crazy, call it dope nuts. Shit, girl wanna fuck, nigga, so what? The pussy ain't shit, nigga, toe up. No rush for the cooler, baby, roll up. I got a bow in my cup, so I'm leaning tough. Don't be surprised if your lady rubbing on me and getting crazy. Grab her hair and smack her ass. Long pipe on that ass. My Swiss roll, my style cold. I'm jamming screw like what it do. My coolie swag straight through the roof. Check the flex on that new coupe. My big head, coolie swag, no fruit.
I go through my
merry-go.
Stupid coolie swag, boy. I go through my merry-go. You already know you. You already know you. You already know, homeboy, your baby mama love me. I got stupid coolie swag.
My swag be on propane. Your main thing, little throat man. Them coughs drop be her thing. So shall I say, like I'm Booty Tang. This big head, fuck running game. This GBE straight till I die. This shit trill. How you feel? Stop sitting on the couch trying to get a deal. Let the niggas gas you up, dog. Let's be real. My flow so raw, think it's dope for real. I've been rapping my town, cutty. Let's be real. Been state to state.
cutting cake, this GBE, we motivate. Go and get your cake. We ain't mad, so why you sad? Congratulate. See my swag, they coolied out. Play me close and get the toolie out. No clip, cane on Chauncey. Bust your shit, nigga, all up in your house. Then catch the flight to L.A. with them bad girls in my face. Where I'm riding for it, which you ain't seeing till I Instagram my play.
Stupid coolie swag, boy. I talk through my mirror, no. Stupid coolie swag, boy. I talk through my mirror, no. You already know you already know you already know, homeboy, your baby mama love me. I got stupid coolie swag.
Got Vans Entertainment. Big head. Big head. Big head.
Nice. I'm digging that right there. I like that song.
That's stupid, Coolie Swag. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
I like that intro on there, too.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, okay. That's what's up.
Well, you can follow Big Head. Actually, you can follow Big Head. That was a stupid Coolie Swag. And he's on Twitter at Big Head Bands, B-A-N-D-Z. So, you know, I think if you probably hashtag this show, said a shout out to him, Stupid Coolie Swag, maybe a hashtag Stupid Coolie Swag, he'd probably follow you back.
Yeah, I heard it's that.
A Big Head, what now, on Twitter?
Big B-I- Yeah, it's B-I-G-H-E-A-D-B-A-N-D-Z.
B-A-N, okay.
D-Z. B
as in
dog, Z as in zebra.
Okay, and I got you, man.
We're actually I'm shooting that video for him, so.
Oh, great. That's wonderful.
Hey, that's going to be dope. I like that song.
Right.
Where y'all shooting the video at?
That is going to be a surprise. Keep you hanging up. You know?
Well, you need to make sure you hit me up and tell me, because we need to get Jude in there or something. Bring somebody.
Right.
Hello.
Definitely.
You girls rule the world.
also, anybody that is interested in, if you were born in Ohio and you were a hip-hop artist, if you are interested in performing to compete at the Ohio Hip Hop Awards Showcase for a nomination spot, possibly, you can hit myself up or anyone of the team members that I work with. You can go to OhioHipHopAwards.com. It is that season again, so if you want to submit your EPKs and requests for nomination to be considered, you could send an email to me at alang@OhioHipHopAwards.com, or you can hit me up at Alicia@AliciaLangPhotography.com or Alicia.Lang@gmail.com. It's $200 to perform for the showcase. We also have the actual conference in August. So any of you that want to see a red carpet event, get, you know, see limos and superstars, and you know, even if you're not an artist, or maybe you're thinking about being an artist and you just want to experience being in a situation like that, come on out. It's nothing but love. MGK was, I believe he tried to win a few times the year he got signed with Diddy. I believe he won about 4 awards. So, you know, there's definitely something to set for our award winners. DJ Dimepiece was also an award winner, and she is now on the TV show Master of the Mix. So
yeah,
shout
Master
out
of the Mix.
Right, shout out to her as well. So I won't take up too much of your time, but if you guys want to, once again, follow me on Twitter at @AlishaLange, and you can either hashtag Stupid Coolie Swag or this radio show, and I will follow you back.
Wow. Thank you, Miss Lane. That was great. Do you have anything else you want to say before you get out of here?
You know, I'm welcome. You know, I'd be open to come up on the show anytime, so just hit me up. And thank you so much. Shout out to Big Hef. You know, I know he's coming up next, so I'm going to have to check that out. So, and hopefully he and I will be working on something big, too. So.
Ooh, that's what's up.
I heard that tone change in your voice. That means look out, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
Look out for something amazing from those two.
Shout out to this artist, Bellinay, who you could follow her at The Real Bellinay. Our video that she and I shot in Kentucky actually reached over 100,000 views. So shout out to her, girl. You know, we make a good team, so definitely good working with you as well. And Kane
and I wanna.
You can follow him at Kane216. We won a video contest last night, so you know, gotta stay on our grind.
Yeah, shout
yes,
out
ma'am.
To Kane.
Yes,
that's the
appreciate
homie
that.
Too.
Appreciate
mm-hmm.
you, man. Appreciate
Thank
you,
you so much. God bless everybody. And really, if this is kind of a Christian-based song, like or a show, anybody that's listening, if you could send some special prayers directed towards me and my team, we're really trying to put together something amazing. So any extra prayers would just be really appreciated.
Hey,
yes,
I like
ma'am.
That. Prayers
Well, most
Thank
definitely
you.
See prayers over there, Miss Lane. We got you, baby.
Thank
we got you.
You.
Hey, thanks for coming on the show tonight, Miss Lane. We appreciate you. You had a lot of info out there, so the people know who you are now. They know what you got going on. Well, they know what you got started going on. So
right.
Thank you, and we appreciate you, man. We love you, and we can't wait to have you back. So,
I love
y'all. Yes, ma'am. Well, this is the way it goes now. Let me introduce my next artist, Big Health. Where you at, baby?
Hold on, I'm here. Listen, Steve, man, I don't know if I can top Alicia's interview, but for this interview, just call me El Jefe, man.
Hey, hold on, I needed to pass the torch to El Jefe,
because
I don't call him Big Hef anymore, he's El Jefe, so I'm out, y'all.
Hey, she took my intro, see, I couldn't even give it to you, she stole it.
Oh, man.
Okay. Dan, Dulane, do you want to get an interview to Big Hef?
Hey, she should. She's on the panel. It's everybody's show. It's our show.
Right. It's our show. So do you want to talk to him? You want to talk to Big Hef?
Hey, Caesar, let her talk to Big Hef. Miss Lane, why don't you pass that torch over here so I can light this blunt up, and then you can pass it back to Big Hef.
Oh, wait, there you go, William. See, there's William.
Oh, wow.
There's William. Always changing shit up.
Okay, Miss Lane, we thank you for coming on the show tonight, man. You're fantastic. We had a wonderful time with you. But, yeah, what's going on with you, baby? How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. I'm getting prepared for tonight. I'm going to judge this model search down at this club called Liquid Club in Cleveland. So it's been real busy, and crazy year. You know, it's been great. So it's what is it, May 1st, second quarter? You know, it's just time to take it up another level, you know. I guess, should I talk about me first, or I got to tell everybody who I am? Is that the first thing I should do?
Absolutely.
Yeah, please do that. Let them know who you are, brother,
because
you're
so Cleveland right now.
Hey,
check it out. There's background noise. I don't know if you guys need to mute your phones out, but please don't talk over me. Don't talk over me, all right? That was my man, Willie. Willie, control yourself, brother, because I can't hear myself. I don't know what's going on. So I'm just saying respect what's going on. Okay, Big Hef, I was asking you about can you tell the people basically what you got going on? Because you're like a major DJ, and I think they need to know who you are and what you got going on. You're a legend, brother, so let them know what's up.
I want to say I'm a legend in the making because I got a lot of OGs I give credit to. But, you know, I started my career off with Bone Thugs and Harmony, just working on promotions and stuff like that. And then I took, you know, in 02, I started working at ASB Records. 03, I got blessed to be a part of the Shady Records family. So shout out to Big Proof, shout out to M, shout out to 50, shout out to D12, shout out to OB Trice. They gave me really one of my big career jumps. And then 05, I started working at Koch Records, so I was a part of the whole Jim Jones era, DJ Khaled, DJ Unk, Slim Thug, et cetera. So being a part of that, being a part of the whole Dipset family, and then 06, me and my partners, we started the Ohio Hip Hop Awards and Music Conference. We wanted to give a big outlet to Ohio artists, to producers, to models, et cetera, to media outlets and so forth. So we started that, and it's in its eighth year this year. It's bigger and better and stronger than ever. 09, I started working with a young kid by the name of Machine Gun Kelly. So, 2010, he signed a deal with Bad Boy Interscope, a joint venture. He's going into his second album right now. Last year, did a deal with Def Jam for Ray Jr. And we pulled him out of his situation. And then I got two artists that I'm in development with right now. And I'm also working at Epic Records under the big homie L.A. Reid. So a lot of good stuff. And then, I got to give a shout out to my OG Crazy Bone because he started his new label, The Life Entertainment, and me and him working on a couple different projects together, as well as being a part of the 20-year anniversary of Bone Thugs and Harmony album.
Cool. That's what's up, man. That's what's up.
I didn't say the Nerve DJs, and we got the Nerve DJs. VP of the Nerve DJs. We 1,200 DJs strong, and we break records and we break artists at the end of the day. That's what we do.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And guess what? I think I'm a Nerve DJ.
NerveDJ.com.
Nerve DJ's got it going on, man. That's one of the best DJ squads that I've really ever been with, other than mine, which is Grimy Music DJs. And we need to get you on there, Big Hef. And Johnny O, we need to get you guys. We need to get everybody, all the Nerve DJs. All the Nerve DJs need to be a Grimy Music DJ, because basically what we do is the same thing a Nerve DJs do. And this is our show right here. So this is also the Nerve DJ show, and we keep it real. So,
it's your boy,
brother.
Skip, and I'm with my man, DJ Black Caesar, a.k.a. the Landlord of the South, the hottest DJ in the South, and Vianna, the Queen of Hip Hop, CaesarRadio.com. And C's in here killing the music in the South, breaking records and interviewing people like me. Rinse, do, pay me.
That's what's up.
insight right there from the Nerve DJs. You get all those kind of drops like that when you're a Nerve DJ. You get drops from the professionals. We got drops from everybody, man. I can't play them all because you guys might get jealous and blow this show up. But anyway, I got a question for you, Big Hef.
Yeah.
What's up, Willie? What's up, Willie?
I want to say, you're this guy right here, Big Hef. Y'all inspired me. You know, I got my own crew called the Meth DJs.
The what now?
The
what?
The Meth DJs. You know the Meth. You know, we got Meth DJs.
I didn't hear the name. What's the
name of your
squad?
Nah, y'all want to hear that again.
What's
the name of your squad, Willie?
It's called the Meth DJs.
No, let me shout out. Hey, you know what, El Jefe, I have to shout you out, and I have to shout all the Nerve DJs out. You guys were very, very, very hospitable to Miss Bing and I at that Webby event a couple weeks ago. So
I mean, y'all did come in there with them sundresses on, you know what I'm saying?
It was a beautiful day, and we're beautiful people. We got to represent.
That's right. Y'all came in there with them sundresses on. And, you know, shout out to Trill Entertainment, shout out to Webby, you know.
Right.
I really
cool.
do appreciate y'all for coming through because, you know, y'all kind of new to the scene. So we like to welcome everybody with open arms and show love. And
And y'all showed us a lot of love, everybody. The love is real. Reach out to these people. Take advantage of them reaching out to you because everything that they talk about is real. And like he said, we're new to the scene here in Cleveland. In terms of finally coming out with the music and coming on the scene, and they showed a lot of love. We felt like family. They always reach out to us and we reach out to them. So one love to everybody, one love to the Nerve DJs, and to you all, Jefe, for real, because you always respond back to me.
I keep the communication lines open because I feel like, you know, I've been there, you know, coming up on that level, and I think I still am coming up, but you know, just to have somebody, you know, one, for a lot of my new DJs, a lot of my new radio personalities and so forth, no matter if they're on a commercial station or if it's an online station, but I think, you know, everybody needs a little help, at, you know what I'm saying, in different situations. And, you know what I'm saying? So they need that mentor. Like, I still talk to my mentor about different things I go through. So I think, you know, for y'all to come out, be a part of it, see some of, you know, the infamous Cleveland DJs from back in the day, as well as the newcomers and stuff like that. And, you know, you see, we try to support everybody. So no matter if you're a radio DJ, commercial DJ, online, college radio,
right,
you know, you could be mixtape DJ, all that kind of stuff. We try to provide opportunities for everybody. So,
right. Shout out Beast 48 and Kane. They perform.
Let's take a minute and do a commercial break real quick, and we'll be right back with the big help, all right? Check it out.
Yo, you need help with your seating cover design? Get Skulldash. You need your flyers looking real fly? Get Skulldash. You need web banners to promote your album or mixtape? Get Skulldash. With Skulldash craft, ranging from logos, business cards, CD covers, flyers, posters, web banners, t-shirt designs, and custom artwork. Skulldash graphics design are customized to meet all your graphic design needs. With high quality work and quick turnaround, they have the lowest prices around. You can reach Skull Damage Graphics at 562-221-8449. Or you can email them at skulldamagegraphics@gmail.com. Get Skull Damage with Skull Damage Graphics.
Skull Damage Graphics. Skull Damage Graphics.
DJ Black Caesar. Oh. WWKNW.
Hey guys, check it out, man. That's the guy Skulldamage right there. I don't use nobody else but Skulldamage. He actually is telling the truth about everything he said. He has the lowest prices in town. My guy lives in California. So if you guys want to get with him, you can call me at 662-995. Look, guys, check it out. I had stroke, so be cool. Be nice, all right? 662-995-0679. Again, that's 662-995-0679. Call me up, and I'll get you in touch with Man Skull. He makes jewelry, too, guys. So if you want that jewelry to wrap around your neck with your name on it, or name of your DJ coalition, or name of your rap name, or whatever name you want to offer, you can put dog crap on it. I don't care. Just call me up, and we'll get you hooked up, and he has the lowest price for that jewelry. Hey, guys, he makes my business cards. He just did my CD covers. He does all of my CD covers, which you guys know. He does all of my CD covers. Then Justin Kimmelin also works on my CD covers also. Hey, you thought I forgot about you. I didn't forget about you, brother. Hey, man, I thank both of you guys, man. So get with Skull Damage if you want the lowest price down, guys. Okay, guys, big help. Now, I know you're a nerd DJ. Let me ask you a question. Did you come up with that, or did Johnny O come up with that? What's up?
Johnny O is the president, and him and Dizzy D are the founders of the Nerve DJs. And, you know, probably like 3 years ago, I joined the Nerve DJs. It was at 250-something DJs. And, you know, I think with the precise things that we put together and implemented within the system, tech schools for to help DJs learn how to clean out their computers and use certain programs to help restore their computers, you know, and then we our conference calls biweekly with some of the hottest artists in the music industry, you know, and then we also have events. We have learning information things. If you're an artist, you want to make it, producers, upcoming, we got a writing session and a producer session that we're going to do just to teach people how to get placements and music placements in the music industry, as far as, you know, learning how to get their publishing, their copyrights, and all that kind of stuff correct. So we do a lot of good stuff, man, and we just try to help out people. We try to help out and usher that new generation of people into the game.
Now, let me ask you a question. I know, look, I'm sorry, man. I got other people out there, and they haven't asked you a question. Miss Bing, where are you at, Miss Bing? Miss Bing.
I'm here. I had to unmute my phone. What's going on?
Would you like to ask my man Big Olson questions real quick? Big Hef, I'm sorry.
Okay, what's up, Big Hef?
Hey, boo.
What's going on? How you doing tonight?
Everything's good. How are you?
I'm all right. Out here driving back up towards Cleveland. Had some business to take care of down in Medina. But I'm glad to link up with you and talk to you on the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show. I know that you've got a lot of things going on, as always. And I really don't know what to even ask Big Hef, because you guys know we just had Big Hef on the show, and we asked a whole lot of questions. So I guess I want to go and I ask about Loreen Chia, because I've been seeing a lot of big things about her on your page lately. So what's up with her?
New artist, R&B artist. She's like a soul singer. Somebody just publicized in the UK that she has the best voice they heard since Amy Winehouse. It's one of the top publications in the UK. But new artist from Cleveland, we're developing. You know, we debuted her new single. We debuted her new single on Billboard News. She's covered by a lot of the top places and blogs and websites. So Jay-Z's blog, Chris Brown's blog, Mechanical Dummy, Z1079, Check Thriller, all that kind of stuff. But a great talent, and, you know, she kind of reminds me of that Erykah Badu, Jill Scottish, you know, type thing. So something completely different from hip-hop, and, you know, just to brand yourself in something different. She's tomorrow she's doing BMI's Next Fresh Up showcase in L.A. So it's a lot of good things, man. I think a lot of great things will happen for her. Labels are already calling and asking about her, so, you know, shout out to them because they're always greedy. But, you know, I think she's going to be one of the next ones.
That's what's up. That's great to hear. What about the Ohio Hip Hop Awards this year? What should we expect new and spectacular at the awards show?
You know, I just think it's like a lot of new talent that's coming up right now, you know, and there's a lot of new outlets that's out here for this. Shout out to Lantana. He just got signed to RCA. Stolly has a project that's dropping on Warner Brothers this year. So it's like a lot, you know, a lot more. MGK has his second album. Bone has their album Kick. He's number one again in the country right now. So it's a lot of our artists making a lot of noise and stomping through this crazy music industry. And, you know, luckily I get a chance to know all of them, and we get a chance to make some money and tour together.
Now, one more thing that I wanted for you to touch on is the industry tour and the opportunity that represents to the independent artist.
It's an artist awareness tour that I put together. It was really, you know, I put it together just for an outlet for artists to be heard, to be seen. So we do retail visits, we do DJ listening parties, we do radio station visits, we do showcases and so forth. So it's an artist awareness tour to build a brand and build a relationship in each market that we go into. We go to 15 markets each tour, or maybe 20 markets if I feel, you know, courageous about staying on the road for a month and a half. But it's really an artist awareness tour. You know, I've had artists on my tour, you know, get signed. I have artists on my tour that develop a relationship and a fan base so they can get signed. And I had new artists on my tour that just got signed that the label puts on there just so they can increase their awareness.
Right. That's what's up. So tell them some of the cities that you guys are going to be hitting this year.
Chicago. He starts off in Detroit, Chicago, New York City, D.C., Philly, Columbus, Ohio, Cincinnati, Ohio, Covington, Kentucky, Jackson, Tennessee, St. Louis, Missouri, Indianapolis, Indiana, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So it's there.
Hey guys,
hold on one second,
Miss Bing. I got somebody who wants to say something to Big Hef. He's on the phone with you right now. What's up, man?
OG Hef, what's up, Big Homie? It's Big Smashing Vibes, bro. How's it going?
Flash, what up?
Oh, man, you got a champ, man. You know, networking, getting it in like a champ like you, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what it is.
Stack, how that road treating you, Stack?
Oh, it's getting it good, man. You know what I'm saying? It's several things on the map with the Bone Crew. You know what I'm saying? I got my duct tape gang, you know what I'm saying, crew that's rocking and rolling on some cool stuff, man. We got to do some serious networking, fellas. You know what I'm saying? I got stuff to throw y'all way to put in rotation.
Oh, God damn it. Hey, Flash, that's you? That's you, buddy?
Yeah, yeah, that's me all day. Who that? That's F?
That's Willie. That's Willie. What are you doing, buddy?
Oh, man, you got it, man. I'm hanging in there, man. Hanging in there real good, man. Y'all know what it is. Posted up over
I'm
here
in
sunny L.A., man.
So, Flesh, when you coming back to the city so we can do another DJ meet and greet so we can let that music fly?
Yes, indeed. We should be able to hook that up. I'm going to get in touch with you guys, let you guys know when I'm getting ready to get in town. Hopefully, you know, that like the third week of May, we got May pretty much essentially open. Some downtime, and then we back hitting the road hard again in June. So I'm thinking we should definitely get together and put some. Let's just set up something like that, you know, nice event where you know, keep capitalizing how we do. You know what I'm saying?
You're
I'm
right.
Hey, what up, Flash? It's T-Glass. I met you in the airport in March.
Hey, lady,
what's
how
up?
You doing, sweetheart?
I'm good. How are you?
Man, rocking out like a mojo, man. You know, getting it in like a rock star, man. I can't stop, won't stop.
hey, Flesh, I don't know if I should say this or not, but you know it's in the works. We're trying to work it out on a schedule side where we do an all Cleveland summer jam. Bone Thugs, MGK,
right.
Chip the Ripper, Ray Jr., Ray Cash, and Kid Cudi. So we try to work out the details, but, you know, I think that'll be a big look for the city.
That's amazing. That's huge, bro. That's huge. So I'm with it, and I'm rocking and rolling with that. And we should have been thinking about this, and I'm glad we're talking about it now because now it's time to get kick-ass and do that. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Cleveland Summer Jam, man, we flipping. So let's put this together. You feel what I'm saying? And it's masterminded. Y'all know we with it. You know what I'm saying? Cleveland is our own, and we need to be building it all the way up, man.
Right.
We need to keep Cleveland on the map with these type of deals, man. There ain't nobody else going to do it. Who else going to do it, man? Hef, who going to do it for you, Hef?
Nah, we got to keep it moving. That's what I say. We're trying to move it around the world.
So let's start putting the essentials together for that, man. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and lock this situation in. You know what I'm saying? And keep it going. Let's do it.
Definitely. And then tell everybody about the, you know, real quick, tell everybody about the 20-year anniversary project y'all working on and who y'all been working with.
Yes, most certainly. You know, we got a couple of things up our sleeve. You know what I'm saying? You know, we've been messing around with the ASAP crew a lot. You know what I'm saying? They got Kendrick Lamar on the burner. You feel what I'm saying? As far as getting that 20-year anniversary record, you know what I'm saying? A few cuts with them. And the producer-wise, been working a lot with DJ Quick. Got a couple of new cats that's been, you know, rocking real heavy and everything. And it's like, while we've been on the road doing the 20-year anniversary road and, you know, touring and everything, it's like, you know, we finally got a break and let's get ready to be four-time studio, like, in the month of May. You know, we got
down
in May. You know, a couple of things, you know, a couple of irons in the fire, you know, creative-wise to get that 20-year anniversary thing. Because after that, fellas, the goal is the 20, you know what I'm saying? We got to come in full unison and support because we aiming for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We trying to be on for our 25th. We got a 5-year plan, man. Literally, this is what I've been talking about. The guys have been talking about. You know what I'm saying? You know, really, really gauge and you know, organizing ourselves. You know, putting out the 20-year anniversary record and then segueing year after year, strategically doing this, doing that. You know, to more qualified to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on that 25th year anniversary, going into 2018. 5-year meal plan for
us. That's good. I'm glad to hear that, Flesh.
It starts with Bone Thugs and Harmony being who they are professionally, and you know what I'm saying, selling out the shows, you know, and then showing up on time for the shows and the studio time and everything. And nothing changed when it comes to the studio. You know, the way brothers get in there and just smash. You know, and just smash hits out like it's the thing to do. And, you know, so as long as we can keep doing that, and, you know, we going to keep Cleveland alive as far as the way we keep, you know, our contribution and everything, you know what I'm saying? We're going to have to capitalize off this. So, you know, and the guys, you know, it's been a serious work in progress. But you know, we all five live, man. And we five strong, and it's like we focus on that. Yeah, we do our individual stuff, sidebar. You know, I got, you know, my own flesh, my own brand, and the group. One of the groups I've been focusing on, really, really branding, getting out there. You know, it's you know, we have that, you know, and you know, to keep us extra busy. And shit, man, it, you know, it's all about the land, man. I've been doing it, you know, trying to get as much networking done as, you know, and over there, you know, because that's where it's at, essentially. Yeah, fellas, that's what it do. So, you know, I'm with the program, man. If we, you know, I'm trying to get over there and just do another, one of those panels, the meet and greets and everything, and you know, let's get this. I got this Debt to Society track that I need to get to you guys. It features Busy Bone. It's on fleshandboneglobal.com. Go to the website www.fleshandboneglobal.com and then check out the new single Debt to Society. And I definitely need to get it over there to you guys so you guys can, you know, put it in the hands of these DJs and everything to support that. It's a massive missile. And, you know, we do our best to make great music and everything, and I'm trying to get it over there to, you know, let you guys get a little bar of it. Oh, damn.
Okay. Well, I hit you up, Jay, on the text, and just send it over to me so we can get it on the conference call and we'll make it work.
Most certainly. Okay. Okay.
Hey, Flesh.
Yes.
This DJ Black Season, man.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, brother. It wasn't your show, man. I didn't call you for all that, but hey, you did it. So,
he's crazy.
Hey, Big Hell, he's already done it. The show, brother. So it wasn't his interview. It's your interview. So you gave your spot to him.
No. You know what? That's Big Brother right there. So you know, it's nothing but love. Anytime I see Flesh, we get it in. Anytime you got music, we get it in. You know, they the OGs of the city. I'm the music guy of the city, so we work hand in hand all the time. Awards for me last year, spoke on the panel. Is nothing but love. Like Flesh is the guy that introduced me to the rest of the guys from Bone, and we've been rocking for 15 years.
Right.
So.
And basically, I already know that. That's why I called him up.
I'm a fucking man. Y'all don't get it, do you?
DJ Black Caesar. Oh. WWKNW.
Want me to shout out? Shout out Black Seas Network. My social network, you can follow me on Twitter. It's BIGATFF. I keep it fun and friendly every day. I ask questions. I talk back. I interact with everybody. So shout out to the Bone Thugs fans. Shout out to the EST fans. Shout out to the Legit Paper fans. And shout out to the Nerve DJ and Black Caesar fans. If you're on Instagram, follow me, Big Hef Midwest Fresh. I show you, you know what I mean? A lot of people talk it, but I show you on a day-to-day what I'm doing on a day-to-day and who I'm with on a day-to-day. And then it's Facebook, you know, it's my original name, Quincy Taylor. So Quincy Taylor, Big Hef. But tonight I am El Jefe on the Black Caesar Show.
Hey, El Jefe. Hey, it's nice.
El Jefe, for real.
El Jefe. You making me want some Spanish food now, man.
Hey, you know, I live on the west side of Cleveland, so you know they cook it up with that Goya and all that other stuff. So, you know, you got to keep it on the
You know what? Shout out to El Jefe. Shout out to El Jefe. shout out to the West Side. I'm on the West Side too. And shout out to Josh Monis, Top of the World Studios over there on the West Side. Sam love, Cleveland love. I love my city.
Yeah, definitely.
Wow. Well, you know what, man? I'm glad you came on the show tonight, man. It's always good to have somebody like you on the show, brother. You bring a lot of joy, a lot of spunk to the show, man. And also, you brought a lot of love to the show. We appreciate you doing that, Big Hep. And sometimes on the Nerd DJs, you know, I don't say much. I sit back and listen so I can learn a little bit. But I see you guys got a lot going on over there also. And I just want to say this right now. You and all the other Nerve DJs, I love all y'all, man. So, look, check out, guys. This is what we're going to do right now. My man, Jawanzum, King Jawanzum, and we're going to talk to him. He has a clothing line, a fashion design that he came up with himself. He has his own brand. You guys are going to love this guy right here. Check him out. Coming up next, as soon as we get done with my man, Big Hep. Hey, Big Hep, you got anything you else want to say to anybody out there?
I really got to give a shout out to MGK and the whole EST fam, EST, Double, MGK, Ray Jr. Man, at the top, it's just us. I'm out. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. I love you, brother. Hey, check it out, man. Also, I'll give a shout out to the Munster headset, man. Those guys are really doing it over there. Do you know their website? I know. I think it's their Twitter account is at Munster Productions. Is that it? Yeah, are you there?
I don't know that.
Oh, okay. Munster headset. The guys that gave away headsets.
Oh. Shout out to. Oh, wait. Hold on. Let me back it up. Shout out to Monster Products at Monster Products. So, you know, sponsored. They powered by for the Nerve DJ. Shout out to Truck Fit. Shout out to Young and Reckless. Yo, what? I'm giving away two more pair of Monster headphones next week. So be on the lookout for the contest for the Nerve DJs. We're going to rock on that.
I got a question before you get out of here, brother. What do you got to do to enter that contest to get the headset?
You know, I always make it. You know, strictly for the DJ. So, you know, it depends if you're a blogger, if you're, you know, all you got to do is let us know what records that you're playing, tag Monster Headphones in it. Most people that do the tweets or Facebook it or whatever, and we see it on a social analytics or whatever, and whoever win. We gave away four pairs so far. I gave away actually eight pairs, but I gave away four just on the conference call, so I'm giving away another two pair of these Be Incredible headphones. So shout out to Monster Headphones, Monster Products, Monster Mixers, all that stuff.
I give them a shout out more time, so you need to go ahead and give me my headset because I've been waiting on, man. I gave him a headset. I gave him a shout out. You didn't know what they were, man. Come on, brother. I mean, I thought she was talking about
a producer, though. I was like, D Buster. Who is that? Incredible headphones, the Impulse headphones. I didn't know which. I thought you was talking about a producer you work with, Doug. I didn't even know. But you know, see, you know, I got you. What? You said you're in Mississippi, right?
Yes, sir. I'm in Mississippi. I'm still waiting on my Nerd DJ T-shirt that Johnny O promised me about when he was on the show last time about a year ago.
You know what? We just got new T-shirts, man. You can ask the ladies, Miss Bing. We was just giving
away
at the Trill Joint. But I got some new ones that just got shipped to me today.
And did you get ours? Did you put two aside for me and Bing?
Hold on, guys. You gonna tell me Miss Bing has a T-shirt? And I think I'm
in. No, we didn't get ours yet.
You know, they was the freshmen. It was, you know, Nerve DJs is like a college fraternity, man. You know what I'm saying? It was the freshmen. They was pledging. They was online.
I'll take that though, because being a freshman means we were still in the organization. We still in the mix. Got to start from the bottom. So I'll take that.
So Steve, I got you. If I have to ship you out one myself, I'll ship you out a Monster shirt and a Nerve DJ shirt. I got you, though.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. Hey, I'm going to send you my address, brother. I also sent you my Facebook because we're not even friends on Facebook, man. And I was like, damn, I ain't friends with Big Al. Damn, what's going on, man? All the other people come on and give their information out. Well, I texted to you today, so I hope you got it.
Yeah, I got it. I got to knock a couple people off for you, but I got you.
Okay. I got you, brother. I got you, man. Hey, brother. Well, hey, man, it was good having you on the show. We liked to have you on the show, man. You brought a lot of attitude to the show, and we dig it. And now we're going to get on with my man, Mr. Smith. What's up, Mr. Smith?
What's going on, Black Caesar? You know me, man. It's just still remaining positive, still remaining hopeful, still remaining prayerful, blessed by the best, you know what I mean? Glad to be in the land of the living, empowering the young lives, man, motivating, inspiring. You know how I do, man. What's going on with you?
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you like this, brother. I know these people don't know you. I know that I know you. We're good friends. We talk all the time. So can you tell them who you are and what you do, brother?
My name is Jawanza Smith. I'm from Richmond, Virginia. I have the largest and most diverse YouTube pages on earth. I'm a filmmaker. I handmade clothes. I have a clothing line for humans. It's called Raw Squirrel Clothing. I have a clothing line for pets. It's called Small Mouse Pet Division. I invent products. I have 310 two-hour documentaries out. The new one is called A Million and One Ways to Free Marketing. I just produce, man, you know, and give God all the glory, and I help a lot of people, man. That's basically it. My mission is just to help people, man. God has given me so many gifts. I can't do but give them away.
You know what? I already know that. I got the shirt on you bought that you made me. The shirt you made me about a couple years ago, Black Caesar Records, I was doing the FCM radio at that time, and I had Caesar Radio. I got that shirt on right now, brother. I'm wearing it proudly. And, you know, I'm going to take a picture so you can see what's going on, man. Give me a chance. I was going to do it today, but I was like, you know, I don't have to do it. I had so much going on. But I'm going to take a picture. You know, I had the shirt in a frame forever, man. I said, man, I got to take that shit out of the frame. So I took it out of the frame and put it on. And everybody was asking me, oh, who did that, man? I was like, my dad, man, did this. And they were like, wow, man, that's tight. And I was like, how much did it cost? And I was like, I don't know because I didn't pay for it. So your Raw Squirrel can be found online on your Facebook. If anybody wants to see what this gentleman has going on, you can see what he has going on his Facebook page. He's very, very, very creative. And also he does those videos. So if anybody's looking for a video for a music video, we got the guy on the phone right now. So I'm going to let him explain to you guys. But first of all, I want to get my man Greenleaf on the phone. Greenleaf, where you at, baby?
What's going on? I'm in here, man. I've just been soaking up a lot of this knowledge tonight, man. We have some monumental people in the building, so, and they've been saying a lot of things, you know, to help others. So I've just been soaking it up, taking a lot of information tonight. How everybody doing?
All right. You're doing the same thing I'm doing, man. I'm just soaking it in, man. But, dude, it's your show now. Go for it.
Yes. How you doing tonight, man?
I'm doing well, man. You talking to me?
Yeah, I'm sorry. What's your name again, sir?
My name is Jawanza, Jawanza. I can be found anywhere online at the number one, KINGWANZA. YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I'm doing well, man. I'm blessed to be in the land of the living, man.
Yeah, I like your point of view, too. You know, you say you just got to pass on all your blessings, you know, and help others and stuff, too. That's very righteous, man. So I honor that.
Yeah. Sorry.
No.
Well, you know, God has just blessed me with so many gifts, man. Like, you know, I can't do but help others, man. I mean, a lot of times it doesn't come back, but I charge it to God's account because God is responsible for my refund. You know, I always look at life like this. I'm only responsible for the effort. God is responsible for the outcome.
Okay, I
love that. I love all of that. I'm going to, like, quote that and put it on Facebook, so just so you know.
It's fine.
Yeah, so you say you do design clothing for humans and animals. Which one did you start with? And why did you decide to diversify?
Well, to be honest with you, man, every business I had came from a tragedy. In 2009, my mother was diagnosed with breast cancer.
and she had to have her breast removed. And in the process of her having her breast removed, I was in our family home, and I ran across her sewing kit. And the only thing that could keep me from crying was actually sewing. I started off with the sewing machine, and I was like, man, this, you know, isn't creative enough for me. So I started hand sewing. I built Raw Square Clothing into a global brand in 2 years. What I did was I came out with the clothing line December 2009. It's been a little over 3 years. I've handmade over 7,800 clothing items. And what I did was I found the 3,000 most powerful people I could in the world, like DJ Black Caesar. The shirt I made him actually took me 8 hours. And I sent clothes to 3,000 most powerful people I could find on earth. I paid for the shipping, whether they was in Dubai, down there where Black Caesar is, in Shannon, Mississippi, Dallas, Texas. And the first two people that bought my first two shirts, they gave me inspiration to keep on going with Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Okay. Wow.
And my code, if you ever get to see it, you know, I buy the shirt, and I get an image, either I draw it or I get it printed, and I hand stitch it on there. And the shirts, if you go to Raw Squirrel Clothing, I got another login on YouTube. I got 8 YouTube pages, but it's O-N-E-K-I-N-G-W-A-N-Z-A. And check it out. My shirts are 100% reversible. So whether you wear it inside out or outside in, it's still like that, man. And I only make one of each item. So once I make an item for somebody, I'll never make that shirt again. You know, and things are progressing, man, along with, you know, my film division. I dropped the hottest documentaries out. This is another thing. In 2010, I'm from Richmond, Virginia. I know you guys probably heard of VCU when they went to the Final Four. In 2010, April of 2010, VCU has a school called the Brand Center where they teach people how to market and brand. Well, the professor at the Brand Center gave the students a pick of four people to do a study on. Diddy, Russell Simmons, Jay-Z, and myself. And 90% of the class chose me. You can go online to Final, F-I-N-A-L, space, K-I-N-G, space, Wanza. You can Google that, W-A-N-Z-A, and you'll see it, how they did a presentation on my marketing, because I perfected the art of marketing through trial and error. So, you know, and I went on to speak at over 50 universities, and, you know, life has been a wonderful journey, man. It's not the destination, arriving at the destination that brings you joy. It's the journey, man, the ups, the downs, the peaks and valleys. And that's what I've learned. That's what I've learned to, you know, be blessed with and be content with, no matter my current situation. That has nothing to do with my destination.
I commend you for taking a negative situation and turning it into a positive. Sorry to hear that about your mother as well. My auntie suffered from the same situation, so I definitely understand, feel your loss to a certain degree. You know, mother, that's a totally different kind of loss.
And that, you know, that inspired me to also start a nonprofit org. I have a nonprofit organization in Verona, which is in Richmond, Virginia. I have over 6,200 kids, single mothers, and kids, single mothers, and youth in it. And I funded it 100% myself. I've never taken a penny of outside contribution. And it's just been a blessing, man, to see what God can do. You know, and for 4 years, man, 4 years, I gave my nonprofit or 50% of my income, and I never claimed a penny on my taxes.
Hey, you know what, man? I got something to say to you, brother. I got something to say to you right now in front of like 100,000 people. I want to say this to you. When can I get my DJ Black Caesar Friend shirt?
I mean, you already know, Caesar. You know, all I do is produce, man. You give me the word. You said when you want it, man, I get started on it. I just taking on a new restaurant venue. I give you my word. You know, my word is my word. You know what I mean? If I tell you I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. So you tell me what you want on it, inbox me now or whatever, it's in the mail.
That's what it is. That's the shirt I want. That's what I'll be looking for.
Hey, you named it, you claimed it, I'm going to make it.
Right. Now, I want somebody else to ask you a question. I want T. Glass. Where you at, baby?
I'm right here. My phone is like almost dying. I'm right here. I'm listening.
Hey, Tixie Glass, check it out. I want you to ask him some questions, but we're going to go to a little short song to play. It's like 2 minutes and 58 seconds, and if anybody wants to know about it, then it's my brother Coke and myself. Check it out. Dirty Lunch.
Very good. That you've designed something for?
Well, the biggest names that or the closest people that I've designed shirts for are the Kush Boys. If you go to YouTube and put in Wands of Kush, you'll see how I took some green material and I made a plant, a marijuana plant, because they call it Kush Boys, and I made a marijuana plant out of green material. Go to Wands of Kush. Go to YouTube and put in Wands of Kush, or Google put in Wands, and look at that video. And I don't know if you guys know the Kush Boys, but they're billionaires. They're probably some of the richest young dudes you've never heard of. And we built a rapport, man. And, you know, everybody, to be honest with you, everybody I make clothes for is important, because I put my heart, my soul, my mind, and my determination and my persistence and consistency into everything I do. And everybody's a celebrity in my eyes, especially if you're trying. So, you know, they are really close to me, but for that reason, man, I put my all into everything, whether it's a free shirt or somebody pay me for it, because, you know, it's ambition that fuels me, really not the money.
Right, right. So if I want a shirt made, how can I get a shirt made? Like, if I want something specific, and I'm just saying I in general, like, if someone wants something specific, you know, some one of our listeners out there, for example, I'll just use myself. Like, I have a couple
push
artists
link,
that I represent.
The numbers. I can't wait to see what's going to happen with it.
Hey, guys, check it out. Hold on a second, guys. I have somebody on the phone right now that's calling into the show from another show. Are you there, A Money? Are you there?
Yes, this is your girl, A Money, from the A Money Show Train. Me, my co-host, Troy, Atlanta, Ohio, we all in the building showing you love, showing everybody love over there, and much love to DJ Black Caesar.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate you, A Money.
Salute.
I love what you're doing over there. I love what you got going on with your show. I heard you had my man Ricky Ross on your show today. What's up?
Definitely. He just checked off the train, but we had Mr. Freeway Ricky Ross, the real man in the building himself, lace the train with his literacy project, and, of course, you know, the real story about himself. I mean, we got it in over here. Much love. You guys support the Freeway Ricky Ross movement. Go get y'all T-shirts, too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Everybody report. Respects the man over here, because basically, hey, you know what? He is the president of Black Caesar Records, and basically, hey, you know, I get it in over here, man. I got stuff going on that nobody really knows about, because I don't talk about it. But what y'all talking about over there?
Pardon me?
What y'all talking about over there today?
Oh, man, someone's phone is ringing, but we talked about, of course, the man himself, and, you know, I kept it real because I didn't want to give any glory to what the world actually is expecting us, the questions to ask, so, you know, I kept it real with asking him about childhood friends, what was it that brought him to this point in his life, how did he feel when his sentence was reduced from the life to 20 years, and definitely how did he feel when he was released and walking out into this free world. And you know, he's just uniquely, exclusively phenomenal, and, you know, he laced the airwaves over here uniquely. So, you know, we had a very nice conversation. People called in that's on the movement. You know how he touched their lives and how he's still in their lives. And, you know, we just salute him 100, as Polo the Fur King would say.
Yeah. And he spread the word, too, on the literacy, you know what I mean? Just getting it out there, you know, just basically spreading the word on him traveling, because I think he said he was actually traveling out D.C. right now to actually spread the word out there, and he's just doing his movement right now, you know what I mean, spreading a lot of positive love, you dig?
That's great, man. I'm good. Hey, what's your name, sir?
I'm John Doe. I'm John Doe.
What is the name that was just speaking?
That's the co-host, John Doe.
John Doe, okay, I got you, brother. I got you. Yeah, we like to hear what A Money has going on, because A Money is doing so much over there. So, A Money, I'm glad that your show turned out well. Glad you had a good time. Glad you enjoyed Rick Ross. That's what's up.
Thank you, and I'm looking. looking forward to, you know, doing so much more with you. And we're sorry we interrupted your show. Salute to everyone over there for supporting DJ Black Caesar. You guys keep tuning in to his show because he is the boss. We got Troy on as well from Atlanta. If you want to give some shouts out, Troy.
Definitely. Yo, what's good, man? What's going on, partner?
Hey, man, not a lot of nothing, but hey, we're glad to hear from you, brother. Can you tell us a little bit about what you got going on right now?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Matter of fact, I'm management of the Boot Mob team out of the 804 out of the VA. Right now, I got a hit single that's about to come out. It's one called that Money. A Money just played it right now, but she can go ahead and forward it to you if you don't mind to check it out. And I got a lot of other things that's gonna be going on, but it'll take all day for me to talk.
Hey, brother, you know what? I'm like you, man. Check it out, bro. This is how I do it, man. What I do is I'll be like, hey, guys, over at the A Money Show, if you want to get in touch with me, just check out this right here. Go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/ C-E-C-E-C-E-O-C-E-O-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E-C-E- do a Google search on me, DJ Black Caesar. You're going to spell Caesar right now. C-E-Z-A. Do a Google search on me. Black Caesar Records, Middle Finger U Entertainment, Middle Finger U Enterprise. We got a lot going on. Caesar Clan Mafia, SCM Radio. We got a lot going on, brother. So when you guys get a chance over there at A Money Show, please check it out. See what I got going on. And if you want to get in touch with me, we can make some things happen because that's what I do. I make dreams come true. I make people famous. We're going to get into it with my
girl,
A Money, in just a little
Definitely.
Bit. Definitely. Right, A Money, we appreciate you dropping in the show, man. You got to tell me how that works with phone calls, man, because I don't know how to do that.
I appreciate you know I'm going to teach you. I appreciate you, too. And one more thing. Salute to the Nerve DJs and the Lady DJs, which is your girl, A Money, Lady Nerve DJ. What's up to DJ Johnny O? Salute the whole team. Salute Ohio. Salute Atlanta. Salute New York. Worldwide, we're on the move. Nigeria is on the A Money Show train. You guys got to tune in on Fridays. The show is definitely dedication to Nigeria. That's their show exclusively. It's going down with your girl A Money and DJ Black Sifa.
That's great, A Money. You're doing a lot over there you haven't told me about. So we need to talk, man. You need to get in touch with me like you used to so we can talk about what's going on. I'll give you some more numbers.
I hit you up all the time in the trap. So you know all you got to do is call me.
Do.
That money train.
I know you do, baby. Hey, I thank you.
We love you,
again,
DJ
baby.
Black Caesar. Thank you
too.
So very much. Thank you for having us.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for coming
what's
back.
Up, right y'all? On.
Okay.
Thank you.
Check it out, man.
What's
That's
up, y'all? We still on the train.
Wow.
Everybody.
Yo, y'all, though, Troy, everybody on the A Money Show train. You guys follow DJ Black Caesar. If you couldn't hear them, it was breaking up a little bit. But all you have to do is look up DJ Black Caesar.
Okay, guys, check it out. They're still on the phone lines. I thought they were talking to me. They're talking about us to their audience because they're online right now. They've got their show going. He might just get the thing with Freeway Ricky Ross, and Freeway Ricky Ross is on the show. Thanks, Ricky Ross, for doing it. I appreciate you, brother. Hey, guys, check it out. This is what I got going on right now. We got my man Kwanzaa Smith on the phone. Hey, guy, I'm sorry about that, man. Sometimes, you know, I'm going to tell you like this. This show is not organized. We just get it in when it comes in, brother. And somebody called me up. They were like, hey, you know what? We want to come to the DJ Black Caesar show. And I was like, okay, call me up and we'll get you on. So, brother, now, you were talking about you are the biggest entity on YouTube. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean that you're the biggest entity on YouTube? Does that mean, like, everybody's watching you? Everybody on YouTube's your friend? Or what? What does that mean?
No, I just say I have the largest and most diverse YouTube page. I don't have the most videos, and I don't have the most views.
You know what? We actually talked about this before, and I get it wrong every time. You gotta excuse me, man. I had strokes, and sometimes my brain doesn't work right. but you have explained it to me. I think you explained it to me several different times. probably about three or four times, but, you know, I got problems, man. I got issues. So I know you told me that, and I'm sorry, brother, but, okay, so basically back to what I was saying, you don't have the biggest, but what does that mean about your YouTube? Is everybody in America looking at your YouTube right now? It's the most diverse.
Well, actually, no, I only have about 12 million views on YouTube, and being that I deleted about 1,600 videos, when you look at my page, it says I have 600,000 views, because when you delete a YouTube video, although you keep the views, they only show you on your home page what your live video views are. And when I say I have the largest and most diverse, because my page goes from when I looked at people like Tyler Perry and T.I., other successful people, and I heard their stories, I knew I was going to be successful. So what I did was my pages are just like a documentary. I filmed everything from when I started into entertainment, you know, like my mom's birthday, you know, I shut Morton's down, brung 20 family members, and I had the mayor come wish her happy birthday in person, you know, and things like that, me speaking at schools, me on the news because of my nonprofit, or, you know, just so many diverse things, me talking to senators, you know, trying to get bills passed on behalf of young people, trying to offer a solution to our problem, not just telling people, well, you shouldn't do this or shouldn't do that. Let's give them an opportunity to do something else to combat what they're doing negative. You know what I mean? Because it's easy to tell somebody don't do this, but if you don't give them a chance to do something else, how logical is it for them to change? So my page is just so diverse. You know what I mean? I've traveled to 300 cities, speaking at different places, and I've done it all out of my pocket. So it's not that my page is the biggest. It's just so diverse. You know, I film ants. I film birds. You know what I mean? It's just a compilation of everything on that page. Me hand making clothes, me buying and selling property, me, you know, I have a electrical business, construction business, landscaping business. It's just so diverse. That's what it is.
Right. You know what, man? A lot of people don't know this about me, but I also have, I don't share this with anyone. I'm sorry, guys. I never shared this with you guys. But I also have a website, www.caesarradio.com. When you go there, check it out, see what you want, see what you like. And basically, it's for insurance, house insurance. So if you guys look at anything, you see anything you like, then that's up, guys. Those are my guys right there. That's my website. So you guys, you know, respect the game, respect the hustle. Like this man right here, we got a lot of different hustles going on. We don't share the hustles with everyone, but I felt like I wanted to share it with everyone right now because we have a lot of people tuned in right now. We got a lot of people. Hey, but you know what? I'm going to say this. I want to give a shout-out to my girl, Chocolate Addiction. She had a single that she wanted to put on that night, but I wasn't able to get it. I got to change it into a waveform. So I know you're probably listening. She's from Toronto. No, she's from Canada, and she's listening in right now. And, baby, I'm sorry, but I'm going to get that downloaded, get it converted, put it in my playlist, and next week you will be on Chocolate Addiction. You can check her out on, like I said, facebook.com/chocolate, C-H-O-C-O-L-A-T .addiction, A-D-D-I-C-T-O-N. Check her out on Facebook. Check her out on Twitter, Chocolate Addiction. And that's my girl right there. She's a new artist that we got that we're working with. We also got a new artist named Problem 13. He's in the Nation of Islam. This guy's a beast, man. He's been on the show before. We had him on here like about maybe 2 weeks ago. And also I want to give a shout-out to my girl. Hey, you know what? Sister Gidget, I want to give a shout-out to her. I want to give a shout-out to Martha Jean Johnson. What's up, Martha? That's my future wife-to-be. And also, hey, you know what? I want to give a shout-out to the rest of the world, everybody out there that's listening in right now, all my guys over in Japan, all my guys over in the UK. What's up, Ben, over there? Hey, Ben has his own show right now. He's doing pretty good, but he got some things he got to work out. Hey, Ben, give me a call if you're listening in. I know you're probably listening in. It's like probably about, what, 3 o'clock in the morning over there. So give me a call tomorrow whenever you get a chance. And also, I want to give a shout-out to, like, the people over in, what is it called? Boisner. Tuscany or something like that, over in, what is it, Germany? I want to give my shout out to those people over there because I got a lot of listeners over there. A lot of people been tuning in. A lot of people been getting at me. I want to say what's up to my man, Rush Hour. What's up over there, man? Hold it down. Keep doing what you're doing. We're going to get your music on the show, man. Just give me a chance. I got so much going on, man. I'm trying to work it out for all you guys. I want to give a shout out to the Belly Bicycle Tony's little brother. I want to give a shout out to my man right there. He's doing a great job out there. Hey, brother, I didn't get your song downloaded today, but I will have it downloaded for the next time you come on the show. You know what? We're going to get an interview set up with you, brother. So basically, we're going to get an interview set up with the Belly. See what he has going on, because this guy has a lot of stuff going on. And let me see. Who else? I already said Aziza Queen Mohammed. I already said that. So basically, that's everybody. All the Nation of Islam, dude, to the whole nation building, the whole network. Shouts out to everybody, man. You guys are doing wonderful. I love all you guys. Keep doing what you're doing. And now, let me ask you another question. We had like 20 minutes ago, so we still got a lot of time. Now, my man, I want T. Glass. Are you still there? T. Glass. Okay. Ms. Bean, are you there?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I got a question, though, Black Season.
Yeah, who was that?
This Greenleaf.
Oh, Greenleaf. I'm sorry, bro. What's up, man?
Yeah.
What you got going on, man?
No, I got. I want to ask Mr. Smith. My sister is
interested. The floor is yours, brother. Do what you got to do, man. The floor is yours. Take it away.
All right. Thank you, sir. Mr.
Yes,
Smith, my sister is interested in fashion design as well, but she doesn't, I guess, know which paths to pursue or whatever, so I'm trying to help her out and, you know, teach her things like structure in the business, things like that. So what advice would you give her to any aspiring fashion designer?
If my advice to anybody is to just do it. The information is infinite and knowledge is infinite with the wave of technology. I always looked at things like this. If you want to read it, Google it. If you want to visualize it, YouTube it. You know, education is the key, man. And, you know, there's help out here, you know, for whatever you want to do. And get around, you know, positive people who will encourage you, you know, will give you the truth, some good criticism. Stay away from negative people. I mean, she could, you know, hit me up anytime, man. I teach her everything that I know. I'm not the kind of guy that's stingy on information. I want to see people prosper, you know. And you can find my clothing line on, I just started a page on Facebook. It's Raw Squirrel Clothing, R-A-W space S-Q-U-I-R-R-E-L space clothing, C-L-O-T-H-I-N-G. I'll help any way I can.
All right, I definitely appreciate that, and I'm hopefully she was listening in tonight. But if she isn't, I'm gonna have her listen to this episode, and you know whatever she decides to do from that is, you know, on her. If she's serious, she'll pursue her dreams. But I get her plugged in with you as well. So, but I definitely appreciate that.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys, man. I definitely appreciate DJ Black Caesar for this opportunity, you know, to expand the brand. Black Caesar, he's in the new documentary, A Million and One Ways to Free Marketing. It'll be going all over the world. Hey, man, if people want to network, man, we can network. I'm always willing to put people who rap or have music, I'm willing to put their music on my DVD so that helps all of us with free marketing and promotion. I'm just a guy, man, who loves life, loves people, and loves God just to love to help, man. That's it. I'm just a servant.
Well, I definitely would be hitting you up about that, man, because that was one of my original passions, to make music for films and do scores and things like that. So I'm actually meeting with this NFL, who just NFL inductee or draftee, I guess you would say, to do the film music for his documentary. I'm meeting with him tomorrow. So, yeah, I'm always interested in those projects. I've made songs, a million songs, but I actually like, you know, doing films, so. That'd be cool, man, if we could get collab on something, man.
Definitely, man. I'm always looking to network, man, because, you know, it's power in numbers, man. You know, I just look to do business with honest, good-hearted, loyal people, man. It's going to happen. All we have to do is do numbers, help each other, and support each other.
definitely.
That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do, man. And he does preach that a lot. Check him out on Facebook. He's there all the time. Hey, give him your Facebook again, brother.
My Facebook is the best way to contact me on Facebook is to like my Raw Square Clothing page. My page is not public. So if you like my Raw Square Clothing page, I'll send you a friend request. I'll add you, and we can just move forward, man. I'm just a guest. DJ Black Caesar, to tell you, all I talk about on my page is positivity and networking. You shout me out, I'm gonna shout you out. I'll give you videos. We can barter for services. You know, it's just power in numbers, man, when you're around good people who have good work ethic, who are just honest and loyal, man. It's going to work. You know, it just
right,
is.
Right.
You know, it's the law of attraction. You know, what you give out will come back. Some people call it karma. The Bible calls it, you reap what you sow.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep,
I already know if you're
right
on this show, you got to have a positive energy around you because DJ Black Caesar don't play that, man. Straight professional.
We don't play that.
Yeah, definitely. So I'll definitely be adding you, man. And thanks. It was nice talking with you tonight, man. And
hey, man, it was a pleasure. It was a pleasure. It's a blessing. You know, let's just get together, man, make some things happen. Let's build brands. Build bigger brands. Let's feed and help more people. Let's network. Let's put out some positive energy. You know, with so much negativity out there, we don't have to do that, man. We can go a different route. And uplift God, keep him first, and just show each other some love, man. The world needs love. And it can start right here.
Yeah, you're right. That's right.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, guys, check it out. We're going to commercial break real quick, 59 seconds. I mean, you guys can check it out. Check it out. This is my...
You are now listening to V99.5, the Shot Caller Show, with your host and DJ, Blue Philly, broadcasting live from Montreal, Canada to the world, and dropping the illest from the realest hip-hop. Project co-op, gang signs, stone up, that's how we grow what we rhyme, just to blow up. Dancehall. And R&B underground artists worldwide. Tune in every Wednesday and Friday at 9 p.m. Atlantic time for Montreal's number one online blog radio show, V99.5, the Shot Caller Show with your instrumentally insane host and DJ Blue Philly.
Philly, check them out, guys. Great show, you guys over there. Hey, I want to introduce somebody to you guys right quick. This is the lady of the hour. This lady right here is like a really, 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 really good friend of mine. She's like she's over the Nation of Islam, basically. She's like the one that runs this network. This is her network that we're on right now. And I love her to death. I'm going to introduce you guys to a very, 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 you know what? This is my big sister. Big sister, come on up and say your name and tell these people who you are. What's up, Gidget?
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sister Gidget, better known as Sister Aziza Mariam Mohammed. Good evening to all of you.
How you doing?
Yeah. How you doing? Well, alaikum salam, sister. How you doing there?
I'm blessed. I'm good, Willie. How are you?
I'm fine, midget. What about yourself?
I'm good. Can't you tell I'm good? You know I'm good. You of all people.
You've been deserting people lately. I don't know how the hell you've been doing.
All right. Okay, DJ Black Caesar, what's happening? What's going on?
Hey, we had a fantastic show tonight, lady. Everything was copacetic. Everything was interesting. We had my man Flesh and Bone on the show. We had Big Hef on the show. We had we got my guy right now on the phone right now. He's still with us, Jawanzum Smith. Wow. We had Miss Lane on the phone. We had a lot of people going on, man. We had a lot of good things going on tonight, man. So if you didn't hear the show,
well,
guess
I know
what?
I was right here.
Oh, okay, I got you, baby. I got you. Hey, you know what? I seen you for a second. I cut your mic on in case you wanted to say something, but I didn't want to bring you out and bless you.
Well, I actually had to get off for a moment to help some friends of mine who wanted to listen to the show, and they're listening to the show from TV One. Everybody might be familiar with TV One. Kathy Hughes hosts a show on TV One. That's also where you can find the show Unsung. They run a lot of black syndicated shows. So it's one of the very few black ran television stations that we have in mainstream media. And so Kathy Hughes was so gracious to allow her staff to break away from what they were doing to come over to Nation Building just to see what we were doing. So this was the only day that they could get away this week, so I asked them to tune in to your show, and they'll be tuning in again tomorrow.
Are they still tuned in?
Yeah, they're still tuned in. They'll be here for a few minutes. And they're going to be on tomorrow. So they're just checking out our professionalism and seeing what's going on. And maybe we have some great endeavors coming up in the near future. So we're working it out.
Cool. You said that was TV One, right?
TV One, yes.
Yeah, who runs the operation over there? Do you know?
No, I don't know. Kathy Hughes is the only person that I know personally, and she hosts her show TV One-on-One, where she interviews a lot of people. I'm pretty sure you've seen her interview the Honorable Miss Lois Farrakhan, Gabrielle Union. She's interviewed so many people, and so...
Okay.
Somebody I know got in touch with her, and now we know one another. So now she has her staff just listening in.
Sounds good. So, Kathy, what's up with you? What's going on? We need to get you over here on this show so we can interview you. So you need to get in touch with me, lady, so we can get you hooked up with the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show, because we do it real, real big over here. That's how we do it all the time. So, look, lady, we want to get you on the show, so you need to get in touch with my people, which is Sister Gidget. Give her your number. Give her your information. Give her a bio. Give her a track or whatever. Give her a song to your song and start your show up. I don't care. Give her something so we can have something to put you on my calendar with, and we need that as soon as possible because we work fast over here. We're already booked up for 2 months, and it's crazy because I got people calling me all the time. I got majors calling. I got independent artists calling. And we really focus on the independent artists because we want the independent artists to get out there and do what the majors doing. And what is that? Making history out there, making psychology out there, making whatever they want to make. You know, we like to do it really, really big over here. So we do have a lot of surprises. We had A Money on the show tonight, supposed to get it. A Money came over here, her cast, her crew, and they were over here for a little bit. They showed a lot of support and love to us. You know how they do.
Mm-hmm.
And they had my man Ricky Ross on their show tonight, and you know, I hooked that up. You know, I had to take care of my people. I said, I think that show is just as well as my show, and like Star Mob Radio, we're on that show like all the time. So hey, you know what? We all work together as a team, and it seems like it's getting really, really big right now. Uncontrollable, you know, it's like a roaches at night in the kitchen, man. I'm like, wow, man, it's everywhere. So we're everywhere, and we want to be everywhere. And I know people in Africa. What part of Africa you got in that now?
I'm sorry?
I said you have people over in Africa. What part is that again?
Oh, they're in the village of Casamil, which is a little village outside of Nairobi. I also have some in Lagos, Nigeria. I have some cousins down in Cameroon. They're all over Africa. That's my father's side of the family. So they are all over the continent over there, and they will actually get this show in the morning, which is, you know, that's when they get it. So they always get it like 12 hours after we air, and they sit around and they listen to our show.
I know that's actually. I want to give those people a shout out right now. DJ Black Caesar Friends Show, giving you guys a shout out. Everybody over in Africa, like I said, everybody in the UK, everybody over in Germany, everybody over in Italy, everybody in Rome, all those cats over there in Japan. What's up to all you guys, man? I love all you guys, man. I believe you.
Well,
DJ
don't
Black,
forget our family down in Australia. So to Brother Black Moore and his wife and Brother Irwin, who's down in Belize, and Sister Maria, who is in Honduras, who is also a faithful listener outside of the United States. So we have quite a nice international audience as well.
Why don't we just say this, Sister Gidget? We give a shout out to the entire world. What's up?
Might as well, huh?
That's what's up. Hey, hold on one second, please.
We can't forget the folks in the trailer park.
What, Willie?
Everybody in the trailer park, they listening too, damn it.
Oh, yeah, give a shout out to all the Willie's people in the trailer park, man. We're sorry, brother. Willie, you've been quiet tonight. What's going on with you, man?
I can't talk over all these people. I get nervous.
Hey, you know what? I think some of them are already quiet, so you can talk now, Willie. What's up with you, baby?
Nothing, Caesar. I'm up here. You're never guess what I'm drinking, Caesar.
Moonshine?
No, you're wrong, Caesar. I'm drinking some cranberry juice and what do you call it? It's called Ocean Spray Cranberry Grape Juice. I'm drinking it. It's good.
Oh, you like that, huh? Okay, I got you, brother. So what happened to the moonshine? You gave him?
Oh, no. After we talked to Problem 13 last week, that gave me inspiration to kind of try to give up the moonshine. I'm going to still sell a little bit, but I'm not going to drink it.
Hey, I hear you, bro. I hear you. Hey, where's Mr. Smith at? Where you at, baby?
I'm right here with DJ Black Caesar.
Hey, Mr. Smith, if you don't mind, can you give everybody your social networks right now one more time before you get out of here?
Yes, for everybody who wants me to add them, you know, and we can be personal friends, go to Facebook and put in Raw, R-A-W, space, Squirrel, space, Clothing. And for everywhere else on the Internet, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, I'm 1KingWanza, the number 1, KingWanza. I want to say thank you to all of the guests, all of the listeners. Special, special, special thanks to A-Money, Sister Gidget, T-Glass, and my homie, my family, DJ Black Caesar, and the brother who questioned me today. I forget your name, but special. Hey, my heart goes out to you, man, for the consideration, the kindness. I just want to say, man, with God, regardless of what God you serve, man, with God, all things are possible, man. Let's get together and show the world through peace and love we can come from all different types of faith and make this thing work.
Yes, sir. Thank you, brother, for that. Those were great words to end the show. But first, I saw my girl, Sister Gidget, come back. Can you give us a rundown of what we got going on right now?
You could join me tomorrow, 8 p.m. Central, right here, as I continue the broadcast on The Naked Woman. Of course, you know it was interrupted last week because Blog Talk had some problems, so we're going to continue that one on tomorrow. That's The Naked Woman with Minister Troy Muhammad and Brother Gary Muhammad. And on Friday, we're going to have study group with Minister James out of Tampa, Florida. And on Saturday, we have Young, Gifted, and Black with the Nation of Islam hip-hop artists come to show their artistry with us. And we have a bunch of new artists, so I got a bunch of new music to play on Saturday. And on Sunday, join us for economic development, but we're going to be doing a hookup with Brother Marcus Peace Muhammad, as Southwest Regional Minister Robert Muhammad will discuss marriage being one half the faith. And then on Monday, join us for Conscious Black Nation. On Tuesday, join us for Out on the Front Line with the Fruit of Islam. And on Wednesday, of course, we'll be right back here with DJ Black Caesar and friends. So that's
doing it big. Doing it real big. We doing it big, man. Nation Building is on the rampage of knocking down some walls, man. We're also going to build up some walls, too, man. We're going to build some brick walls. Nation Building is about to build up the walls around the world. So we're going to take over the whole globe, guys. So if you don't want to get in with us, guess what? You won't get in with anyone, because guess what? We're going to be the only thing out here happening in just a minute, because we're doing it real, real big with Sister Gidget and Brother Rakim. What's up, guys? Check it out. Every Wednesday night, you check us out right here, the DJ Black Caesar Friends Show, where we pump up the volume with different artists. We break music also. So you guys need to tune in every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock Central. And you guys don't know what that is, guess what? Don't worry about it. Because DJ Black Caesar called your friend on Facebook, and he sent his stuff out everywhere, all over the globe on the online. I send stuff out on Twitter constantly all day. I send stuff out on Facebook all day. I send stuff out on LinkedIn. All over social networks, man. So Google, you guys check it out, man, because we're out there, and we're coming to get you. I want to thank everybody for showing up tonight, and you guys be on the lookout for that new mix CD that's about to drop tonight at 12 o'clock. It's going to drop. So everybody needs to be on that lookout for Facebook Lost in Space, guys. I got a lot of great artists on there. We got 29 songs on there. I'm going to tell you about that next week when it drops. Hopefully, we'll get you guys to listen to it. It's going to be on all the networks. I'm going to put the networks online so you guys know where they're at on Facebook. So you guys, please, please, please go and download this CD, man. The cover is excellent. The names are all on there. You guys will love it. Just check it out. Thank you guys for showing up tonight. Everyone on the phone, I'm going to say this right here. Wa alaikum salam. Good night.
Assalamu alaikum.